Our story is quoted in the Midrash. The story is about Rabbi Abba. And Rabbi Abba seems to have been a common name in the time of the Talmud. There were quite a few rabbis named Rabbi Abba living throughout the period of the Talmud. So the story is recorded about the great sage Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba came to a city and saw there weren't many people learning Torah. So he went into shul, which was where people would gather for prayer at least. And he said, whoever wants wealth and longevity to the world to come should come and learn Torah. So people came, and he had people learning Torah, and he never asked for a penny. And whoever wanted to could come and learn. And one day a young man comes in and says, Rebbe, I want to learn Torah so I can get wealthy. Now he thought, the rabbi promised, you learn Torah, you get wealthy. I'll have gold, I'll have silver, I'll have jewels. Rabbi Abba meant the wealth of Torah, of mitzvot, the wealth of wisdom, the wealth of a proper life. So Rabbi Abba said, okay, son, come sit and learn. What's your name? So the lad said, my name is Yosei. And he smiled and said, Rabbi Yosei, master of wealth, will be your name. You'll still be Rabbi Yosei, master of wealth. Yosei sat down and learned with everyone else. Some time passed. Semester or two, and then Yosei was upset. One day he comes over to the rabbi and he says, where's my money? You promised me wealth. I'm learning, and I don't see that my stocks are going up. I don't see my bank account getting full. So Rabbi Abba recognized that Yosei only came to learn Torah for money. He had no love of Torah, and so Rabbi Abba was upset, and he didn't answer. He didn't want to answer when he was upset. So he walked away from the conversation. And he contemplated, okay, what am I going to tell him? Yosei, on the one hand, he's come with improper intent. On the other hand, you know, Rabbi Abba did give a speech. And Rabbi Abba recognized that Yosei had potential to really be a giant. And Yosei just has to learn that you don't learn Torah in order to become wealthy. So Rabbi Abba went back to Yosei and he said, keep learning, and I'm confident that with time you will be as wealthy as you wish. The rabbi said so. Yosei believes him. He sits down and continues learning. And after a period of time, a man came to Rabbi Abba and he had an item. He turned to Rabbi Abba and said, Rabbi, I want advice. I wanted to learn Torah, and I've been unsuccessful. I never find the time. I've never been successful learning. So I want to give from my great wealth to someone who will learn Torah. Now we know that in Halacha it says, in the laws of Limud Torah, the Rambam writes, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, that every person is obligated to learn Torah, and yet every person, if he isn't accomplishing as much as he would like in his Torah, then he has the capacity to at least have a handle, a hand within Torah by supporting those who do learn Torah. And that's legitimate. It's not instead of his own learning. He should still learn on his own, but at least that'll give him some of the merits of learning Torah. So the man said, look at how wealthy I am. And he takes out a gold cup and he says, I have another 11 cups like that. Each one is worth a great amount. Those are the cups on my table. And I want to give this cup to someone who learns Torah. And I'll give him more gold. But I want a portion in his Torah. I want to get some of his merits. So Rabbi Abba calls in Yosei. And he says, here, this guy's working really hard to learn Torah. And he'll learn instead of you. You'll be a partner in his merits of learning Torah. And he will be a partner in your wealth. They make a deal, and the man gives Yosei the gold cup, and he gives him a lot more gold. Now, Yosei kept his end of the deal. He sat and learned with great diligence. And he became a big Talmud Chacham. And he learned, and he started loving his learning. And he reached a point where he was no longer interested in the wealth. He was focused on the learning. And one day, Rabbi Abba bumps into Yosei, and he's crying. So he asked him, why are you crying? And he said, I want to learn Torah because of the mitzvah. I don't want to learn Torah in order to become rich. I made a bad deal and I want out. I don't know how to get out of the deal. Rabbi Abba saw that Yossi had advanced. Now he was in a different place. And he called in the wealthy person. And he said to the wealthy person, why don't you take back your wealth and give it to the poor? And then I promise you, you'll have a great portion in Torah and in mitzvot. And Yossi was quick to agree to give the wealthy person back his wealth. And the wealthy person went and gave out the wealth to the poor. Yossi, not only he, but his children and grandchildren, they all became big sages of Torah. And he's the Yossi who you meet throughout Shas, Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. Whenever you see Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, that's this Rabbi Yossi. They called him ben Pazi as a nickname. His father's name was not Pazi. Pazi is from the verse. Paz is a term for pure gold. So he's Rabbi Yossi who he said gold isn't worth it for me, I'd rather have Torah. So they called him Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. So whenever you learn the Shas and you hit Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, now you'll know that's this Rabbi Yossi. He started out, he didn't want to learn, he wanted to learn for other things. And Chazal tells this is the way to educate children as well. The Rambam writes in his introduction to Sanhedrin, when you start teaching a child, so you tell him learn and I'll give you candy. And then the kid grows older and you tell him, learn and I'll buy you good shoes, I'll buy you a nice suit. And then he grows older and you tell him, learn and I'll give you pocket money. And then he grows older and you tell him, learn and they'll call you rabbi. And then he grows bigger and you tell him, learn and you'll become a chief rabbi, you'll become heads of the court. We always seem to need some kind of carrot. We're on this level where we always have to think I'm going to get something out of my learning. So the Rambam seems to say even after a person's become a rabbi, he needs the focus, I'll become chief rabbi, I'll become head of the court. That's what the Rambam writes. Yossi began with this intent. He wanted to become rich off of his learning. And he learned and he advanced. And part of learning Torah and part of teaching Torah is having patience. Recognizing that people will grow. They're not going to stay in the same place. Very often parents are very nervous because they see their kids have certain issues and they figure he'll always be this way. It's not so. Hopefully if he keeps advancing, so he will overcome many of his weaknesses or his faults. So long as a person's learning, the person keeps advancing. And here you see Yossi, who started off at this end of the spectrum, ended off at the other end of the spectrum.